This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In today's show, Bitcoin hits $25,000 as bearish voices call the Bitcoin price double top. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, including crypto analyst Crypto Capo. $25,000 reach, but no bearish signs yet on the lower time frame. We can see another leg up to $25,400 to $25,500. But in my opinion, the top of this bear market rally is very close. Most altcoins are reaching major resistances, including Crypto Tony, looking for the range high flip into support before I look to relong Legend 100. And as Dave the Wave shares here, plenty of upward pressure building at the level of resistance. Weekly MACD about to cross from an oversold position well below the zero line. Bullish and quitting plan B. Bitcoin moving away from the realized price, which you can see here in the light blue. And he also says max pain equals never below $20,000 ever again. Now check this out. 10-year returns on Bitcoin were up over 210,000%, while the best performing stock, Tesla, is only up 15,000%. Also in today's show, one metric will dictate the Ethereum price action as the massive upgrade approaches, according to crypto analytics firm Sentiment. Quoting them here, with Ethereum's final testnet merge Thursday, prices briefly jumped above $1,900. Developers confirm that the much anticipated ETH upgrade will happen on September 15th or the 16th. Social volume will dictate the price volatility leading up to the event. Also in today's show, former Goldman Sachs executive makes high conviction call for crypto bottom amid shifting macro backdrop. That's right, Raul Powell was recently interviewed and shared the following. My view is, let's give it a probability, 70% probability. So that's pretty high conviction that the low is in, and therefore we're starting the upside cycle. Also in today's show, here's what can trigger Bitcoin and Ethereum to surge to new all-time highs, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee. Quoting him here from a recent Bloomberg interview, if the bear market doesn't materialize, you can easily see Bitcoin and Ethereum go back towards their previous highs, especially with this upcoming upgrade for Ethereum. This is very important for the crypto ecosystem. Everyone's anticipating it. Also in today's show, Anthony Scaramucci of Skybridge Capital believes Bitcoin will reach $300,000 soon. That's right. Quoting him here, I tell people just relax. See through this. We see a pretty optimistic scenario for Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and Algorand over the next 12 to 24 months. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Here at Crypto News Alerts, I drop a brand new episode every single day. Also do a $50 Bitcoin giveaway every single day. And the winner from yesterday's episode is, we have Andre Selivanov, who wrote the following comment. BTFD, let's go. Massive congrats, Andre. You just won $50 in BTC. Please reply to this comment with your Bitcoin address so I can send it to you. Cheers. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway, all I need to do is make sure you subscribe to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner in tomorrow's show. Best of luck.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. This is podcast episode number 1017, and I'm your host, JV. Bitcoin spiked through $25,000 for the first time in months on August 14th, but traders refused to take any chances on a bull run. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView tracked a sudden run-up on Bitcoin, which hit $25,000 on Bitstamp and a $350 hourly candle. The move took Bitcoin to a new personal best since June 13th, erasing more of the losses seen that day. What remains a significant Bitcoin price correction and analyzing the market setup, familiar bearish tones remained. For popular Twitter account Crypto Capo, the latest highs appeared to provide the latest piece of the puzzle before a new downtrend set in, as he previously called for a peak of 25,000 to 25,500 before Bitcoin changed direction to head lower, as shared here by Trader SZ. Babe, please stop shorting. It's not going down. Please stop this. This is our rent money. Double top. And quoting Capo here, 25,000 reach, but no bearish signs yet on the lower time frame. We can see another leg up to 25,400 to 25,500. But in my opinion, the top of this bear market rally is very close. Most altcoins are reaching major resistances. And also cautious was fellow trader Crypto Tony, who demanded Bitcoin flip its multi-month range resistance at 24,500 to support to consider long positions. As he shares here, Bitcoin update, looking for that range high flip into support before I look to relong legends 100. Now others were hopeful of a trend continuation, including Dave the Wave, who eyed encouraging signs of Bitcoin's moving average convergence divergence. The MACD indicator is proof. And a classic trend indicator, the MACD, allows traders to measure the strength of a particular chart trend given buy and sell signals over multiple time frames. In the process, and quoting Dave the Wave here, plenty of upward pressure building at the level of resistance, weekly MACD about to cross from an oversold position, well below the zero line. Bullish. Now let's discuss Ethereum. A more Midas spike meanwhile played out for the largest altcoin Ether, which managed $2,030 on the day after passing the $2,000 mark for the first time since May. Earlier in the weekend, ETH appeared to be in a consolidatory mode with no significant momentum continuing. Here you're looking at the Ethereum 1 hour candle chart. As the analyst shares here, Ethereum 2016-2017 versus Ethereum 2022-2023, we continue to follow the structure of the last cycle perfectly, and most people are still in disbelief. $5,000 plus for ETH isn't just a meme. It should a retracement set in. Meanwhile, crypto analyst Jaquise eyed old resistance on the ETH slash BTC pair as an entry point, as shared here. How can anyone be bearish on Ethereum and ETH? Bitcoin here is beyond me. This is the macro chart, and we just got a 2 million breaker. Whenever we get the retest of 0.0725, I will be bidding with my net worth targeting 0.115 bullish for the next 2 years. Now for the latest updates from Plan B, he wrote, Bitcoin moving away from the realized price, which you can see here in this chart in the light blue. And he also shared a recent poll and asked just for fun, and 35% of you wrote, we will never see 20,000 again, while almost 65% of you wrote, we will see 20,000 again. So Plan B responded, max pain equals never below $20,000 ever again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now for an interesting fact. 10-year returns, Bitcoin is up over 210,000%, while the best performing stock, Tesla, is only up 15,000%. We got Amazon up 1,200%, Microsoft up 900%, Apple up 700%, Google up 700%, S&P 500 up 300%, and gold up only 7%. Sorry, Peter Schiff, but it is what it is. And before I break down next story of the day, and I share this one metric, which will dictate the Ethereum price action as the massive upgrade approaches, says analytics firm Sentiment. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. You can see Bitcoin barely in the green, up 0.11% for the day, trading just above $24,500. We have ETH currently correcting after a nice pump up above 2,000. We're now currently trading at around that $2,000 mark, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto analytics firm Sentiment is taking a close look at the leading smart contract platform Ethereum in advance of the project's upcoming shift from proof of work to proof of stake consensus mechanism. According to a new post, the data aggregator highlights the chatter on social media in advance of the mid-September transition to ETH 2.0 as a key indicator predictor of how the crypto asset will likely move prior to the upgrade. Quoting them here, with Ethereum's final testnet merge Thursday, prices briefly jumped above $1,900. Developers confirm that the much anticipated ETH upgrade will happen on September 15th or the 16th. Social volume will dictate price volatility leading up to the event. Now, Sentiment next examines both Ethereum and the overall altcoin field, noting that despite a market-wide rally over the past month, traders are not behaving so exuberantly as to the risks of a flash crash. Quoting them again here, Ethereum's plus 80% price increase has gained the most attention of any asset over the past 30 days, but altcoins in general have been in a great place since late June. There isn't major euphoria happening either, which is a sign that things can continue. And digging deeper into the charts, Sentiment makes two observations about Ethereum, suggesting that ETH remains in a bullish path. As shared here, Ethereum surged back over $1,880 after a positive CPI report on Wednesday. This two-month high in price came with a major influx of ETH transactions valued at $100,000 or more. This is happening in tandem with whale addresses appearing to be accumulating. That's right, follow the smart money. What you can see here in this chart, it shows 1,670 ETH transactions in a three-hour span on Wednesday, the largest since June 15th. And earlier in the week, the analytics firm called attention to the Ethereum network hitting a yearly milestone by averaging more than 546,000 daily active addresses over the past month as its price surpassed $1,800 for the first time in 60 days. As Sentiment shares here, Ethereum has jumped above $1,800 for the first time in 2 months today, powered by a steadily rising rate of unique addresses interacting on the ETH network. Continued recovery will depend on Bitcoin staying relatively stable and mitigated trader FOMO, fear of missing out. So there you have it. Let me know if you're currently bullish on Ethereum and the big merge coming soon. And before I break down next story of the day, former Goldman Sachs executive makes high conviction call for crypto bottom amid shifting macro backdrop. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.2 trillion with $54.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 39.8%, with the Ether dominance at 20.6%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Shiba Inu leading the pack up 22%, but still trading at virtually nothing, followed by Chili's up 15.5%, trading just above 18.3 cents, followed by Dogecoin up about 6%, trading just above 7.7 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see Sell up a whopping 171%, Anchor up 56.3%, and Hex up 44.6%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 47 out of 100. In neutral, it has been a very long time since we've seen a neutral rating, so this is a good sign. Yesterday was a 46 in fear, last week a 30, and last month a 15 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru Raoul Powell says he believes with a high degree of certainty that the bottom for the crypto market is in. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. In a new interview with asset management firm Arca, the former Goldman Sachs executive says that the macroeconomic environment that has kept the crypto market bearish for most of the year is beginning to shift. Quoting him here, for me, the macro is rolling over. By that, I mean we are going into a recession. We should see things like the Institute for Supply Management Survey and other things start falling apart pretty quickly. The forward-looking elements are falling apart already. We are seeing it globally, so that's growth evaporating. Alongside that, the narrative hasn't caught up. Most commodities are down between 30 and 50%. Everyone's long and expecting oil to go to $200. I think there is a washout coming and it goes down to $60. So that's the last inflation story. And according to Powell, the change in the macro backdrop will trickle down to businesses and then into the labor market. As shared here, people built massive inventories after COVID. Those inventories are now unsold because of the economy slowing down and inflation eating disposable income. So we have seen it from Walmart and Amazon. They're going to start discounting inventories to try and shift it. People are laying off staff, so the macro cycle is going to get to the ugly phase. Now, Powell highlights that the bad news on the horizon for the economy is good news for financial markets. As he shares here, why is that making Raoul bullish? Because the outcome to that is that inflation comes down and bond yields fall. Liquidity conditions improve. And what drives financial markets at the macro level the most is liquidity conditions. And as far as crypto, Powell says the shift in the macro landscape can trigger a tidal wave of demand from institutional investors. quoting him here, the other big players in the space now, the hedge funds, the macro funds, and then the institutions, well, they are also a function of liquidity. When liquidity is more available and cheaper for them, they can apply more leverage essentially in their portfolios. And Raul also says that with the liquidity conditions improving, he believes that crypto is gearing up to ignite a fresh market cycle. As he shares here, my view is, let's give it a probability, a 70% probability. So that's pretty high conviction that the low is in, and therefore we are starting the upside cycle. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And to watch this video entitled The Anti-Consensus Bull Case, check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts surrounding a 70% probability that the lows are already in for the King Crypto at $17,600? Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down next story of the day and I share what can trigger a Bitcoin and Ethereum surge to new all-time highs, according to crypto veteran Bobby Lee, as well as Anthony Scaramucci of Skybridge Capital, believes Bitcoin will reach $300,000 soon. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below the video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's $50 Bitcoin giveaway, all you need to do is make sure you subscribe to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below, and a random comment will be selected as the winner on tomorrow's episode. And of course, you can find me all across all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're not tuned into the pod, what are you doing with your life? And of course, you can follow me all across social media, from crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto veteran Bobby Lee, who I interviewed here on the channel a while back, says he remains bullish on Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the wider crypto market despite the recent downturn. In a new interview with Bloomberg, Lee says that if the predictions for a severe crypto winter fail to materialize, Bitcoin and Ethereum will easily go back to their all-time highs recorded in November of 2021. That's right, the Bitcoin all-time high is roughly $69,000. The Ethereum all-time high is close to $5,000. The crypto veteran says that the upgrade that will see Ethereum transition from a proof of work mechanism to a proof of stake will serve as the catalyst that will see the two crypto assets rally back to the record highs. As he shares here, I am very bullish on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It's just that I think last time I was on a show, I was worried about the price. In the short term, there was a price correction, and compared to then, Bitcoin and Ethereum have both come up more than 20% in price. And I think the call for a bear market that might be premature, we will see, right? If the bear market doesn't materialize, you can easily see Bitcoin and Ethereum go back towards their previous highs, especially with this upcoming upgrade for Ethereum. This is very important for the crypto ecosystem. Everyone's anticipating it. And on the other hand, if there really is a bear market, I think that's a short-term 1 to 2 year affair. And that's just to set the stage for a big new super rally in the coming years. So there you have it. Super rally. Send it. And to watch this interview with Bobby Lee entitled Crypto CEO Very Bullish on Bitcoin and Cryptocurrency, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day and discuss Anthony Scaramucci and Skybridge Capital's $300,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Skybridge Capital founder Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, tells crypto investors to avoid knee-jerk reactions as he predicts a huge price tag for Bitcoin in the coming years. Let's go. In a new interview with CNBC, the hedge fund veteran cautions investors to see through the current environment and resist emotion-based trading. Quoting him here, you're getting better than expected inflation data. I was just looking at the fourth quarter of 2019 GDP numbers, the inflation and unemployment numbers. And if you just stop and think about it, we hit pause. The pandemic created this havoc. We inducted a lot of money into the system that caused some inflation. And obviously, you had the supply chain disruption, but you could very well get back to that fourth quarter of 2019, which was a very strong economy, low unemployment, and beginning inflation. That's probably 6 to 12 months away. And I think that the market's starting to realize that the crypto market, obviously, it is our belief that most of the leverage is completely out of that system. Now, Scaramucci notes his firm has its largest positions in Bitcoin, Ethereum, plus significant positions in ETH competitors, Algorand, and Solana. Quoting him here, we think the improving Lightning Network, the increase in applications, and the ease of transactions on Bitcoin, you're going to see a lot more commercial activity there. And of course, you have the merge coming with Ethereum, which is going to lower the transaction fees on that network. A lot of traders are probably buying that rumor. And according to Scaramucci, his firm is predicting a Bitcoin price of $300,000 per coin in the next 6 years. Quoting him here, if you're out of the market for the 10 best days, you have reduced your return from 7.5% return to a 2% return. I don't want us to start herking and jerking the the portfolio based on emotion, again, we're up 45%. Since we last spoke, we did nothing but hold the positions and stick to our discipline. I think that's the message I'm trying to send to investors. I tell people just relax, see through this. We see a pretty optimistic scenario for Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and Algorand over the next 12 to 24 months. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview with Scaramucci entitled "The Future of Crypto is Upon Us," check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts surrounding his $300,000 Bitcoin price prediction? And quoting Scaramucci here regarding the breaking news of the big deal between BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, who currently controls over $10 trillion in assets under management, and Coinbase, the largest crypto exchange in the United States. Here's what he said. BlackRock's Bitcoin trust will create a demand shock. There are only 21 million BTC. Facts. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Rob Logan wrote, "Bro, your content is on point as always. Thanks, JB, for keeping us informed. And let's go. 100,000 subs. How are you not there yet? It is nuts. Agreed 100%, fam, and I appreciate your continued support. Hodl." Our next featured comment comes from Bring Facts. "I wonder how many pizzas I can buy with 10,000 Bitcoin in 2030. Well, let's use today's math at today's Bitcoin price. That's $250 million. That equals 125,000 pizza pies at 20 bucks a pop. So there you have it. And our third and final featured comment comes from Mar Destroy, who wrote, "Mr. Beast got 100 million subs, giving away cash, cars, and houses. Can't wait to see how far giving away Bitcoin gets you." Well, first and foremost, massive shout out to Mr. Beast. My daughter and I are huge fans. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's Bitcoin giveaway, all you need to do is make sure you subscribe to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. I wish you all the best of luck, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.